Tala Falava once again, American Samoa. This is Sia with 93KHJ, and today's story is called "The Magic Kopai." This story is written by Leotina Laffy. Leotina is part of the UH cohort, and we've been reading their stories for the past 2 weeks. So thank you once again to Reggie and the rest of her crew, the teachers from UH cohort. Thank you so much for sending this over, and enjoy "The Magic Kopai." Once upon a time, there were three wild boars who tormented the villagers that lived on a secluded mountain. These three wild boars were always disrupting the hunting grounds of the village. They mess up everything and take anything in sight to eat. That is why, for safety reasons, the village was surrounded by guards. These guards kept a watchful eye on the village day and night. There was something so special about the villagers of this village that lived on this mountain. They were known for a delicious dish called kopai. It was very special, so special that their dish was called magic kopai. Made of flour dumplings and freshly squeezed coconut milk with sugar, it had the power to turn things from bad to good. One day, while the villagers were making magic kopai, the aromatic smell of it cooking went deep into the forest and caught the attention of those menacing three wild boars. Those three wild boars eagerly followed the scent back to the village. Out of nowhere, the village warning bell started ringing throughout the village. The guards scrambled to secure the entrance. Fa'amon mole, loka fa'le ko fa'le, malalafi kokongu. Hey, please, lock your doors and hide inside, shouted one of the guards. The villagers began to panic. As those three wild boars made their way to the entrance, the guards tried to ward them off by rocks and spears being thrown at them. But the three wild boars were ferocious and were not hindered. Finally, the guards retreated. The gates were pushed in by the boars, and the frightened villagers decided to gather outside to stand their ground with the guards against the three wild boars. Although they appeared unstoppable, the three wild boars all of a sudden slowed down. They really slowed down. They once again caught whiff and began to sniff the sweet aroma of the magic kopai. The frightened villagers realized that the three wild boars must be hungry. A few villagers placed some magic kopai in a tray and laid it on the ground. As they approached the tray of magic kopai, keeping an eye on the villagers, they slowly took turns eating the magic kopai. Suddenly, as the boars finished eating, a cloudy mist appeared, and poof, three wild boars turned into three beautiful women. They were spirited women of Samoa, known as Ole Kengisa. The spirited women looked at each other and then at the village people. The spirited women in blue began by saying, "Thank you for your magic kopai. It has saved us from being stuck as those three wild boars. Your kindness and love saved our hardship. Your generosity is greatly appreciated." Hearing this, the villagers cheered, "Hooray! Hooray!" Once again, they saw that the magic kopai was truly a special dish, proven to turn things from bad to good. The end.